Okay, it's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve. One of the most disappointing... Well, in fact, New Year's Day is the most disappointing day because you get to midnight, you stayed up, you go, and what now? Well, the answer is nothing. It's just the same. Everything is the same. But anyway, New Year's Eve, you can get all excited because you haven't got to that moment of supreme disappointment yet. But what we have at the door, it's the choir again. It's our favourite bunch of singers. It's the King Singers. Here they are again.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my mama gave to me 7 black swans a-swimming, 6 wild geese, 5 gold Lord of the Rings, 4 ponderbirds, 3 French connection hens, 2 red turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree of life.
What was that one?
Did they say 7 black swans?
Black swans.
7 black swans.
7 black
seven
swans.
7 black swans.
7 black swans.
7 black swans.
Black swan then. Shall we have a clip?
Yes.
Here we go.
I had the craziest dream last night about a girl who was turned into a swan, but her prince falls for the wrong girl and she kills herself. He promised to feature me more this season.
Well, he should. You've been there long enough. And you're the most dedicated dancer in the company.
Our new swan queen, the exquisite Nina Sayers.
There'll never be another Camelot. Not another Camelot. It's only a model.
I know. I did a first reaction video when I came out. You know, it's when you come out of a cinema and you literally walk out of it and they film your reaction to it for Black Swan. And I said then, and I stand by it now, it is basically a Dario Argento movie.
And what did you mean by that?
I meant that it has all those giallo-tastic Dario Argento trappings.
What does that look like?
That it's very, very visually stylish. It's a kind of combination of, I mean, in many ways, Black Swan is a horror film. I mean, I know technically it's a film about ballet, but it's a, you know, it's a horror fantasia in which the gap between reality and fantasy becomes increasingly blurred. And so it relates us back to things like Suspiria and, I suppose, Terror at the Opera, and it has that kind of, that cranked up operatic feeling. We were discussing Black Swan on a previous program and you said somebody had seen it with their wife who thought it was simply a telling of Swan Lake and then afterwards had to sit down and have a cup of tea.
Because and a rom-com.
That's right, because it had all gone a little bit Dario Argento. Well, had you seen my first response video, as I made coming out of it, I said with the Curzon in Soho, I think it was, you would know that it is basically a Dario Argento film that just happens to have some ballet in it, as opposed to a ballet film that just happens to have some Dario Argento in it. And as we've already noted, an extraordinary central performance by Natalie Portman. And then there was this whole big thing for ages that people would go on the radio and go, well, the thing is that Natalie Portman isn't doing all her own dancing. Sometimes they've CGI'd her face onto other people's bodies. And, you know, if you're a real dancer, you'll know that she's not really dancing. And you go, it's a film. It's a movie. People in films do things they can't do in real life all the time. You know when Jeremy Irons played twin gynecologists in Dead Ringers? Well, guess what? He's neither a twin nor a gynecologist. Didn't mean he couldn't play Beverly and Elliot Mantle perfectly well.
You were getting cross there.
It's been a long Christmas.
It's New Year's Eve. Come on, you need to lighten
Eve.
Up. You need to lighten up. You wouldn't watch Black Swan on New Year's Eve to... Gee, you are. Come round to our place. We're going to crack open a bottle of Baileys and we're going to watch Black Swan together. No thanks. I think I'll stay at home. Anyway, it brings us to our eighth take of Christmas, which will be with you tomorrow.